This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an upcoming fundraiser with Associated Charities of Lenawee, and I'm happy to have with me to talk a little bit more about that, Delight Creech, who's the Executive Director of the Associated Charities of Lenawee County. Delight, welcome into the program. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, this is a big, big fundraiser, and one that I think a lot of people look forward to, and that's the Battle of the Badges, huh?
Yes, it's growing in popularity, and this is our 11th Battle of the Badges, which is the firefighters against the police, and so it's an exciting every year. Last year, the firefighters won for the second time, so this year, we're waiting to see who's going to get that trophy this year. It's always an exciting night, and it's a great family event for the whole family, children and adults.
And it's even though that they're playing in against each other, the firefighters and police, it's a fun rivalry, isn't it, Delight?
Yes, it is. They always make it fun, and I loved last year when they were accepting the trophy, said that they're all there for the cause of Associated Charities, and so that really touched my heart that they put aside and worked together for us.
Well, and that's really nice. And when you mentioned about the 11th annual, it's hard to believe it's been 11 years already, Delight.
I know it. And this was a great idea from one of our board members, Dusty Thomas, came up with the idea and said, well, let's try it. It'd be something different. And it has just grown and grown. I have people calling me all year long wanting to know when the date is. And we can never set the date, usually until February, because we have to wait till the ice arena is available after the hockey teams go through their playoffs.
Oh, yes.
So it's usually, we only have a couple weeks to pull it all together, but it happens. So we are set for Friday, March 14th, and the game will start at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6:30, and it's at the Arrington Ice Arena at Adrian College.
And what are the tickets for that, Delight?
Tickets are on sale now. You can buy them online. The adults are $10, and children 13 and under are $5. And if you'd like to purchase them ahead of time, that just makes check-in a lot easier for you. You can go to givegrove.com/ACLCBOB11. That's Associated Charities, Lenawee County, Battle of the Badges 11.
Ah, okay, very good. Along with the game, which is exciting as it is enough because there are so many people that not only are participating in that game that you'll probably will know, but what else will be happening during the time of the game, Delight?
Well, during the intermissions, one intermission, we have a Chuck-a-Puck contest. And you can buy a puck for $5, and they're numbered. We sell 100 of them. And if your puck is the winning puck, you get a really nice gift basket and also a hockey set for children. So that's always a fun event. We also have drawings for the children. It's free drawings to ride the Zamboni, so that's another excitement for the children to get on. We have a silent auction, and we have some great items this year. So that's set up out in the lobby. And we have shirts for sale also, so you can come and support us by buying a shirt with the Battle of the Badges on it.
Oh, very cool. Very, very cool. Great way to remember the event with Delight.
Yes, and we have all sizes. We also have a 50-50 raffle, and that license number is X12927. And so we'll have that, and then we also have a couple other raffle items out too. So lots of excitement in the lobby going on, and then during the intermission, there's different things. We always have an exciting person or family that drops the puck to start the game off. So this year, it's a real heart-touching one, so please come out and support this family, too. And I'm not going to give too much away, so we'll keep the excitement for you to show up that night and hear.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Good plan there, Delight. Now, you mentioned about with the tickets and the cost of it and the proceeds going to the charities. Tell us a little bit about, some of the things that the proceeds will be used for, Delight.
All of the proceeds are helping with our daily distribution. Our daily distribution is where we give away clothing and houseware items free of charge to Lenawee County residents who are registered with us. We're the only nonprofit in Lenawee County that gives things away free of charge. And a lot of people don't realize that we've been doing this since 1912. And we don't receive any state or federal funding. It's all due to the generosity of our community. So events like this help support us. Your donations help support us. Your donation of items that we put out in the store. And that we serve over 40 families a day. So that's not individuals, that's families. So our numbers, and they're on the increase. We have a lot of new families coming in. And I had a lady just this last week and said, you know, I used to always donate to you. And now I'm embarrassed. I'm on the receiving end. I said, don't be embarrassed. That's what we're here for. We want to help everyone in need. And that's why we're here and continue to do what we do.
That is so true. And I'm so glad you said that, because of the fact with the cost of living right now and trying to make ends meet, sometimes that money just doesn't go far enough and they just need a little bit of help, don't they, Delight?
Yes, especially our senior citizens. You know, with the price of rent and groceries and medications, their Social Security checks don't go very far. So if we can help with houseware items and clothing and different things like that, that they can use the money elsewhere where it's needed.
You mentioned about the donations. What days and hours do you accept donations, Delight?
Okay, we accept donations on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 3. And you just pull in the parking lot and put it right on our truck out there. If you need assistance, just beep your horn and someone will come out and help you unload and put it on the truck. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 3, we take donations. And then we're open for shopping or for people to come in to get registered on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 to 3.
When we talk about donations of items, what kind of a range do you accept, Delight?
Okay, we take all clothing, all sizes, children through adults, shoes, jewelry, purses, houseware items, everything from kitchen items to blankets, sheets, towels, pictures for the wall, knickknacks, holiday decorations, books, children's toys. Anything that you would have in your home is something that we can use in, to give out to our clients for them to use in their homes. We ask that it be gently used and clean. And because we don't have the facilities or the manpower to do the laundry or clean them.
Right.
But we do accept all of those items. Right now, if I could put a plea out, we are in desperate need for towels. We haven't been able to give towels out, and we have people ask every week for towels, and we haven't had any. So if you see towels on sale and want to pick some up for us, or if you're getting new towels, your old towels, we will take those. But towels are something we really need right now.
Yeah, good point, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Delight. And like you said, that there, you know, this is a good time of the year to be able to pick some up on sale too, to be able to help out and make that donation. So I'm glad you mentioned it, and it's, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned about the fact that the need is there and it's been increasing, even, you know, with 40 families a day. I mean, you're talking not just one person, as you mentioned, you're talking about an entire family. So just, you know,
yes.
Double that or triple that when it comes to the number of people to that family that you're serving.
And at Christmas time, we had 5 families that had more than 8 people in their family. So 8, 9, and 10.
Wow.
So we do have some large families too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when those numbers go up as far as the clothing and stuff, we desperately need all those donations.
And you serve the entire county, don't you, Delight?
Yes, all of Lenawee County. And we track that to see if there's any areas that we're not serving. And for the last few years in our back to school and Christmas program, every part of the county has been served.
And that's good to know. And it's nice to know that people are taking advantage of the services that you have there at Associated Charities. So, you
know, we get calls a lot of times from Hillsdale and Jackson County wanting to know if they can come shopping. They don't have anything in their area. So I feel bad, but due to our funding, we are limited to Lenawee County.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's continue to help out, because this is one of the nice big fundraisers for Associated Charities of Lenawee. Tell us once again about the event that's going to be coming up on Friday, March the 14th, Delight.
Okay, and I also want to include our generous sponsors. We couldn't do this without them. So our top platinum sponsor is Acrisure, Kimner Iyett Benz Insurance. Then we have a TLC Credit Union, Gleaners Insurance, the Farver Foundation, County National Bank, Linco Credit Union, Adrian Dry Cleaners, the Sons of the Legion Post 180, Todd and Amy Wilson, Jerry Moore Auto Exchange, and Blue Point Title. So thank you to all of those sponsorships that helped make this event happen. And again, we'll see everyone Friday, March 14th. Game will start at 7, doors open at 6:30.
And that's at the Arrington Ice Arena there at the Adrian College campus. Just a wonderful arena and ice hockey arena that we have right here in our own backyard, Delight.
Yes, I had a person to stop me today and said, I can't wait till next Friday. I'll be there and I'm bringing 9 people with me.
Oh.
I said, well, thank you for supporting us.
Exactly, exactly. The 11th annual Battle of the Badges between the police and fire hockey game that's coming up. And much success once again, Delight.
Thank you. Thank you, WLEN, for announcing this and being a great sponsor to us also.
Thank you, Delight. Our guest has been Delight Creech, who is the Executive Director of Associated Charities of Illinois County here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.